Oh, that's a best of time.
A little louder.
Yeah. Does it have pre-game meal stain on?
It does not.
Okay.
That's I don't have any gravy, so I
Where is everybody? Late group tonight.
Afternoon games, I guess.
Yeah. All right, go.
The first 5 minutes or so were a little hectic in terms of, you know, the chances
hectic.
Florida had.
Was a train wreck. Mo and I would have liked this probably a 4:40 start. Just you can't give Florida chances off the rush, and you know, we had a couple plays we were trying to manufacture something out of nothing, and they're too good, they take advantage, and we were fortunate. I thought Vasilevsky played a huge part in that first period. He was outstanding. And then we kind of weathered that a bit, and then the penalties caught up to us. I think we took 4 minors in the second period. And again, now you're taxing, guys aren't getting to play, but we snuck out of that. You know, they get one, probably a little fortunate, but you know, I think a big thing for us was that, save Vassie makes on Reinhardt. That's a big time save, we talk about it all the time. You know, you make the ones you're supposed to, but there's some of those that are big time, timely saves, and Bass made that one, and we kind of took it home from there.
So when you have that train wreck to start a game, how do you pull it in to make sure it doesn't maintain that way for the rest of the period?
Well, I don't think it was the entire period, except for the last shift, like the very last rush of the period. Other than that, we were okay. We probably got saved by the fact they were taking penalties. So that kind of calmed the game down a bit for us. It wasn't all lost, but just those first 5-6 minutes was a little tough.
7-2 this year when tied going into the third period. I know that's kind of a staple. Is it nice to see that trend continue?
Well, if you want to make the playoffs or have a chance to, you got to win those games that are close, especially when you're at home. And I do like the way we've played down the stretch. Even in some of the games, you know, the recent one we lost to Detroit, I thought our third period was big time. We couldn't, you know, it's hard to come back all the time, but you're in these tight games, you're up one, you're tied, you gotta pull them out, we did.
Pat Maroon finally gets on the score sheet.
Yeah.
He had so many chances, but did you just feel that was coming for him?
Yeah, he's been playing well, and he's got a little run there with Tony and Colton, and a lot of zone time. Great play by Tony down low, and to slide one in there, but it was coming for him. It was just going to be when, because he's been getting a ton of chances, and so it was equivalent to us getting a shorthanded goal the other night. So it was weight off his shoulders and weight off our shoulders the other night.
So what was the bench like when you came back?
Oh yeah, everybody, the guys know. So it was, you know, much like when Vladdy got his the other night, same for Patty.
John Kirkman, thanks for your first stammer. Say just about the way he's playing and his line as a whole, too.
Yeah, that line has been outstanding, and you know, you had to shake things up for a bit, but those guys back together, and they've been creating, and you know, not too often you see a 2-on-0, but it was made a great play at the net, and it was icing on the cake for us.
John, like you said, Vasilevsky's made so many big saves for you this year. I think it's 7 out of the last 9, 2 goals or fewer. I mean, is that a reflection of, is he dating a different gear right now, or is it just that, you know, you're just seeing those?
I think we're probably playing better in front of him for the most part. Again, we do have our lapses, but he's been there to close the door for us. It wasn't a perfect game tonight. He had to make some big saves for us, but I think, you know, we're not hemmed in our zone for long periods of time. It's not taxing game on him. And he's probably getting a little bit more confident and, you know, a little more settled into our schedule and how things are going, as well as our team. But it's good for us when he's playing like this.
It can be so hard to score goals in this league on a consistent basis. You marvel at like 13 game scoring.
You know what I marvel at? The fact that you ask 40 questions and you don't have one piece of paper or pen in front of you.
That's my phone.
Really? It's, osmosis going on here. What was your question?
But it's so hard to score offense on a consistent basis in this league. You just mentioned Stammer's 13-game scoring streak. I mean, that's got to be impressive when you kind of sit back and...
I know, it's kind of sneaky, too, because it doesn't, you know, it honestly doesn't feel like it. I mean, he just, every time you look, he's got points, and but he's playing really well. He's playing well on both sides of the puck. That's what I really care, and get rewarded for it.
Tomorrow. Derek, can I take some more questions?
Yeah, well, I can always come.